Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. That brilliant song, along with the brilliant orange and black colors, announces the arrival of the Baltimore Oriole to our area each spring. We'll either spot a flash of orange color high in the trees near our house, or be greeted by the song as we have our morning coffee. In either case, we're delighted to have them back, and we watch carefully to see if we can spot where they're building their unique nests. Since the male establishes his territory with almost constant singing, it takes only a little patience to figure out where they're nesting. Pat, can you tell us a bit more about this remarkable bird?
The Baltimore Oriole is in the same family as the blackbird, but the male has a bright orange body with a black head and black wings, making it a very beautiful bird and a pleasure to watch. The body is about the same length as a robin, but slimmer, and its beak is longer and sharper. The female oriole has a duller color, more green than orange, with a grayer head. The females get brighter with each season's molt, and some get as orange as the male. As soon as they arrive each spring, they will establish territory and begin nest building. The nest is a hanging, bag-like structure, which the female builds by first weaving coarse fibers, straw, and other materials over the crook of a small branch high up in a tree. Our orioles seem to like the black cherry trees in our yard, and this spring, as in past years, one of these remarkable hanging nests is being built in the black cherry across our yard. After creating the basic bag shape, the female weaves finer materials around and through the nest and finishes it off with downy materials in the bottom of the pouch where she will lay her eggs, leaving a small opening near the top of the nest.
Orioles love both fruit and insects, and can be attracted with bright fruit like cut oranges hung in our yard. They prefer ripe, dark-colored fruit and will ignore dull-colored ones. When they're raising their young, they eat more insects, which include grasshoppers, caterpillars, including those pesky tent caterpillars and gypsy moth larvae. This can be very beneficial for the health of the forests. However, when fruit crops like raspberries and other brightly colored fruit are ripe, they're sometimes considered pests because they love to eat those crops. Sometimes they'll even poke their beaks into a ripe fruit, then open their beaks and wiggle a hole from which they can lap the juices with their tongue.
This oriole was named by colonists the Baltimore Oriole in honor of Lord Baltimore because the orange and black of the bird are the colors of the Baltimore family crest. For a while, the Baltimore Oriole name was changed to Northern Oriole when it was thought that it and the Bullock's Oriole were the same species. However, in the 1990s, genetic studies confirmed they are separate species, and the original names were reinstated. Here's that Baltimore Oriole song again. Listen for it this spring, and you may be rewarded with the sight of this wonderful bird. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.